Thank you, Commissioner. Next to last, 651.
Assess property for sidewalk repair for the Portland Bureau of Transportation.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This will be very short. I am Sherry Matias from the Auditor's Office.
I'm Mike Zeller. I'm a sidewalk inspector with Sidewalk Safe Maintenance Operations.
Thank you.
And I'm Ryan Hoyt, sidewalk inspectors.
Thank you.
And this ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city. Any remonstrances have been removed, have been pulled from this assessment, and are not in this ordinance.
That was brief.
Well, that's like as brief as it gets. Very good. This technically is a hearing ordinance. Is there any public testimony on this item?
I show two people had signed up, Kyle Bell and Kristen Lindquist.
Are Kyle or Kristen here? Very good. Very good. Come on up, sir. Three minutes. Name for the record, please.
Kyle Bell. I'm not sure which one is mine here. Thank you. That's me. That's one. That's the one. Well, the picture came up. No, it wasn't. No, it was the other picture came up. It was that one. Thank you for having me here today. The reason that I'm here is to address our sidewalk removal and replacement in front of my house.
I apologize. We need your name for the record. Sorry.
Oh, Kyle Bell. Sorry, I thought I said it earlier. I have some images here that are on the screen right now. This is my first time with a PowerPoint, so it's not very exciting, and I will move this along. It's to help illustrate our concerns and discrepancies as to what was called out as a violation or a hazard, and why we feel our sidewalks were not necessarily a hazard, but rather we were included in what was a complaint, what we were told from the person that inspected our sidewalk, that it was likely a complaint further up the street. They go down the block and around the corner that included our property, and so we got kind of lassoed into this whole situation. And to be clear with these... With what I'm about to show, it's not an attack on anyone, but rather we're just trying to defend ourselves because we've been sort of saddled with this giant bill that we felt was completely unnecessary. So with that, this is a picture that I turned in last time I was here. I handed you a hard copy of it. It was our sidewalks minutes before they were torn up. Arguably, there are a lot of leaves, but they sort of blow down from the neighboring property, and it's a process to clean those up. But it's you can see where they're sort of marked up and ready to be cut. In my opinion, there are no tripping hazards or any dangers. It is simply a sidewalk. For the sort of uninitiated, this was something that was sent to me on what a tripping hazard is or what a crack is and what is something that is sort of a sidewalk that's sort of crumbling and falling apart. It's a half an inch in every direction. I sort of built this out of a ruler. It's a half an inch. Everyone knows what a half an inch is, but when you actually kind of see it, it does create a different sense of, like, this is what we're working with to be compliant with the city. My neighboring property is a retirement home that has numerous elderly people, and we thought maybe that was the reason we were originally turned in. So in the spirit of trying to figure out what would make us compliant or what is considered a hazard, we stepped to the property on the other side of the retirement home so that we're sort of the bookends of this retirement home. So on the other side is the Bureau of Parks Mount Tabor Yard. I don't know exactly what they do in there, but it's the city property. Sitting here in the foreground of the Bureau of Parks, that's a quarter, not a dime. I went back later and actually measured it. It's an inch. I sort of moved on from there. I was like, okay, this is... maybe it was an oversight. Somebody might not have noticed it, whatever. I did mention it in the last meeting in February, but I decided, all right, I in the sort of spirit of just kind of figuring this all out and wanting to better understand it, I continued measuring. This was their driveway. I threw the whole measuring stick in the giant crack of their driveway. From there, I made it down to City Hall because I wanted to just see if that was compliant. And I started finding a lot of similar problems that I think would fall within this tiny half-inch thing that this is our measuring bit. I do agree with, I'm a fan of historic buildings, and I do agree with the fixing up of the building. There are many violations around this entire building that we're sitting in. It's pretty easy to go around. You don't need to be an expert to go around with half an inch and measure stuff. This is cracks right at the front door. This is where they just kind of paved the curb, because I was told I had curb issues too, and here it was just a regular old blacktop. There's a giant chunk missing because I had some of those. That's a curb violation or whatever at a bus stop too. From here, it was I wanted to find out. I have this $5,600 bill, and I was like, okay, how much are the permits? Like, what portion of this are the permits? So I went
for
to the
$5,600 bill is assumes that the city does the work, right?
Yes, because I had met with people and
I'm
said,
saying that I got a bill like that once too, and it scared the hell out of me. But it's the cost of the city doing the work. You have the right to get a private contractor.
Yeah, but I didn't feel I had anything wrong with my sidewalks. There's no trees.
Okay.
There's
nothing. I'm just saying that we found that the city price was significantly greater than having a private contractor do it.
It probably is. I brought a contractor down. I'll explain that. Just I'm going as fast as I can. So I went in front of. This is where you get your permits to work on your sidewalks. I think that's about an inch. This is the other side of the sign. It's also about an inch. And there's a giant crack right there that's an inch. This was the most egregious. It's right at the handicap parking spot. When you get out, you like immediately trip over a giant metal thing. There was a guy that in PBOT inside that building. He sent me to the other PBOT in North Portland and to find out about my permits because they didn't have information on my permits in the glass building. So I went down to North Portland. Right in front of their building was the same thing. This is the reverse of that same shot, so you don't think I was doing something goofy with the measuring stick. This is also right down the street from them. This is their driveway.
So could I speed this up a bit?
Here's where they wanted to cut it all up.
So I'll stipulate there are many, many, many city properties in need of significant capital maintenance issues. Let's just stipulate that. So now the question from your perspective, are you saying you should not be subject to the existing ordinance, or are you saying they got it wrong, that there was nothing wrong with your sidewalk? I need to know what the basis of
your
objection
is. So my sidewalks weren't perfect.
Because I personally had to pay, my recollection was it was tens of thousands of dollars to replace a sidewalk in front of my house long before I was in elected politics. It wasn't anything I did. The tree in front of my house grew, and the roots expanded, and it wrecked the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
But like Commissioner Fish, I got a nasty gram, and I was like, man, I bet I can get a better price and have somebody do it as required by code. So I did it, as do thousands of people around the city. So I'm just mm-hmm. trying to understand, is it that you feel you are being targeted unfairly by the existing ordinance, or I just need to know the basis of your objection.
Yeah, I feel like I was sort of roped into what was happening up the street where there were trees and cracks. And that's not to say my sidewalks are perfect either. I don't believe that they were perfect, but I don't believe they were tripping hazards or dangerous either, which is why I brought photos. There was even chunks that were just removed that weren't even part of the sidewalk. This was like in the grass strip that was decided it needed
to be
removed.
Okay, that's good. And can I ask staff a question on this, or whoever is knowledgeable on this subject? And my question is this, is there an appeal process, or what typically happens if you have somebody like this individual and he seems like a nice guy, he's saying my sidewalk's really not that bad. So I assume there are both standards, and is there
an appeal process? Yeah, absolutely, there's an appeal process. When we mail letters out, there's an FAQ sheet that goes out with that, and it has phone numbers to call. You can actually, when the original notice goes out, there's a business card from the inspector that actually did the inspections. His phone number's on there. They can contact that inspector. They can contact the office. They can set up an appointment with that inspector to go over the issues that have been posted. If there's no response, the process moves on. There was a second letter sent to Mr. Bell no response. He didn't respond till he was marked out. When he got marked out, he did respond. He requested a final inspection. No work had been done, and the paperwork's in here. Mr. Bell came to the last assessment, but no letter was sent from Mr. Bell to halt this so we could review it, so he came into council.
Can I piggyback off the mayor's question for a sec? Yeah. Very rarely do people come to council and object. We've been doing these for so long, I have a hard time remembering the last time. Does the council have the authority to pull? We have a bunch of sidewalk repairs, right, in this ordinance?
Correct.
If we wanted to, could we pull this and give him a chance to do a final appeal and just pass all the others and waive whatever time limits so he could have his appeal on whatever's argument? Because I think what the mayor is channeling, and I think his colleagues probably agreement, we don't feel like we're the sidewalk police, and the pictures and other things are helpful. But is there any reason why we couldn't just give him, notwithstanding whatever procedural problems, a chance to have his appeal and pull that from the ordinance and just move forward with everything else in the ordinance? Are we by code prevented from doing that?
His assessment was pulled the last time, so this would actually be a second time pulling.
Did he exercise his appeal?
He did, yes.
So he's had his appeal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
So,
and sir, I can tell you that since the mayor gave you his experience, I was roped in because a neighboring property was dinged. And In fact, the inspector walked 2-block radius around. And so my property and all my other neighbors were done. We pooled our resources together, got a contractor, got a really good price, had it done. The city has financing for people that choose to go that route where they can get they can finance the work. But if you've already had an appeal, I don't know what basis we have to overturn that.
This is my appeal. Like, I didn't have an appeal. I had an inspector come and look at it. It hadn't been marked out. I didn't even know where it was. If you look at this picture I have right now, this is the neighboring property. I have an easement driveway, and I thought the whole time they were talking about across my easement, and I had to just explain to them that it was my easement. Because this is all this work had been done where these trees are. This is literally right next to my property running up it. So it was sort of a confusing matter until they painted it on my front street. Then it was like, oh, Jesus, it's all painted up. I have to have somebody come out and...
Okay.
And look at this.
We've got a full house. Mayor, I'm going to make a motion. I move that we pull this particular appeal, set it over for 30 days, ask the Bureau to take one last look at it, and then report back to us, and then proceed with the ordinance as amended.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second, and I'm not hearing from either of you that this creates a problem for the rest of the package. Is that correct?
If I could add.
Please.
We went to the appeal process in the last assessment.
Yeah.
Okay, but
I think you're hearing the council is, it's not illegal, it's not okay. Improper. Right. The council would like to move forward. We have consensus and everything else. Do you object?
Well, I wanted to finish my speech, but not my talk, but we did contact Mr. Salzman's office, and this is the letters have all gone through. But okay, I understand.
So what I would like to see next time is rather than just bringing this back as a package, I'd like you to have a specific presentation on this is the allegation, this is what we found, so that then we have more of an understanding of how you came to your decision.
Okay.
Great. We have a motion and a second. That is an amendment. Please call the roll on the amendment.
Fish.
And to be clear, we're taking one appeal, one issue out of the package. Carla, we're setting it back for in 30 days, we're going to be having this is a first reading of an ordinance, so we'll be voting on the underlying ordinance next week. I vote aye on the amendment.
Salzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
As I mentioned last time, I believe that those parks improvements are going to be part of a bigger improvement project. Regardless, the issue is your property and whether or not it's compliance rather than is it unfair. I would have to say that it's one of the few times I'm happy I don't have a sidewalk anywhere near my house because I think it is an issue that we have to grapple with citywide. Is first of all, how do we avoid burdens to property owners, and second of all, how do we provide sidewalks where there aren't any? So there's bigger questions which I appreciate you bringing up. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The amendment's adopted. use the time wisely. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading as adopted. Last